Hey, where you like to go holiday?
Oh, I like Australia and New Zealand. Because there no people, so it's very peaceful.
Wow, that means you're very suitable for this project. If you like overseas property, you can consider Canberra Crescent Residences by King Leong and Lo Keng Hua. 376 units, TOP 2029. Canberra. No, I'll call it
Canberra.
Wow, Canberra got 382 car park lots leh. Which means 101% of the total number of units leh. It's so rare nowadays. Those people who buy River Green and you can't find a car park, you can park here lah. But you need to take a plane here lah. Let's recap how much the developer bought the land for. Developer got it at 793 per square feet. Cheap like 大便, yeah. And there are 3 bidders. King Leong and Lo Keng Hua got it at 1.4% higher than second bidder. Well done. How much will the developer sell their 3 bidder average price at? So you add all the finance costs, interest costs, all the fee, fair and fees. And with their 15% profit margin, they should be selling their 3 bidder at around 1,700 per square feet. Oh, you think this is very cheap? Of course lah, because
here got nothing, yeah.
This is a location for Canberra. From the entrance, if you walk out to the MRT station is around 650 meters, which is considered not near MRT lah. And from the entrance, if you walk to the Canberra Plaza, is also around 600 meters. Anything more than 500 meters is not near lah. You already buy so far into Australia and still no MRT ah. That means you have allergy
to MRT station.
If I zoom out a bit you are just 3.5 kilometers away from Johor leh. Here, I want to remind everyone what is the purpose of buying a private property. People do upgrade due to convenience lah with MRT.
Your one not convenience yeah?
And people like to buy because it's near their family lah.
But you choose Australia, what is family?
And the most important factor, your next generation, your kids, will want to buy near their parents, which is you. You want them to upgrade next time?
They will really go Johor.
Hi. If you want to go to my favorite 10N shopping mall, it will take you about 50 minutes by MRT. Far right, of course lah, because
you are not in Singapore mah.
Now let's look at site plan. Oh, it's a L. 4 blocks, 1 swimming pool. Oi, where's my tennis court? Minus point, minus point. Now let's look at unit mix. Look at unit mix. Wow, it's already so far. 1 and 2 bidders consists about 49% and 3, 4 bidders about 51%. Aha, this is what I call family-based project. Not like most of the projects previously is 70% investment, 30% own stay. Can you buy this overseas property and be a giant huakui? So I'm going to show you their floor plans, 1 bidder to 4 bidder and their indicative price and my average price per square feet. This is a 12-story condo, so my average is on the 6th floor lah. 1 bidder, 409 square feet. Eww. Take note here, aircon ledge is non-strata, means this is harmonized, means aircon ledge is not calculated in the built-in area. Starting from 880k, my average 910k, 2220 per square feet.
Don't buy one better la.
At this price, you can easily get one or you get those resale units near MRT station. 2-bed, 1-bath.
Aiyah, let's skip this, man.
Only your 1 toilet. I hope that your guests come to your master toilet and poo-poo and smelly-smelly forever. Starting from 1.1 million, my average 1.15 million, 2020 per square feet. At this price, you can easily get 2-2 near MRT also, in the resale market. For more standard, get this. 2-bed, 2-bath, 667 square feet. I don't have the starting from price. I'm going to guess. Average 1.35 million, 2020 per square feet. At this price, easily you can get in the resale market a 3-bed, 2-bath near MRT station. Something you can stay, 3-bed 2-bath, 797 square feet. The kitchen cannot walk away because there's no window here. Starting from 1.53 million, my average 1.6 million, 2,000 per square feet.
Scary, right?
Now no MRT, OCR, need 2,000 per square feet. Those days, 1,000, 7,000, 8 per square feet. City fringe with MRT station. And this was just like 7 years ago. Those are such a...
Ooh la la, yes.
3-bed, 3-bath plus study, 990 square feet. Oh, there's a storeroom here. There's a study over here. And the room size is very good. Queen, queen, king. This kitchen got windows, so you can walk, hey. I don't have the starting from price. I'm going to guess. Average 1.98 million, 2,000 per square feet. For those people who like big size and allergic to MRT, this is the unit. 4-bed, 3-bath plus study. Study over here. And this kitchen got windows, so you can walk, hey. Starting from 2.2 million, my average 2.28 million, 1,960 per square feet. The average price can get city fringe 3 better already eh.
Near MRT some more.
Now let's talk about school, because school is very important for resale value. Since you're already staying in the capital of Australia, your kids can study in the capital of
New Zealand,
which is Wellington Primary School, which is within 1 kilometer. Now is a very important part of the video. To know whether Canberra launching price is good or disgusting, I'm going to compare with these two resale projects. Canberra is here. I'm going to use Visionaire, which is nearer to MRT, about 300 meters. 2018, which is 7 years old now, 632 units. Talk about XEC, all make money one. 254 profitable transactions, 0 unprofitable.
Oh la la.
It's a good start if you are buying your first property. Wow, their profits are
this. disgusting, yeah.
4 bailer, 9 years, 737,000. 3 bailer, 8 years, 500 to 600,000. 4 bailer, 9 years, 811,000. All of them make this kind of money, one. Now let's look at recent transactions. Wood, super strong demand. 4 bailer, this per square feet, 1.7 million. 3 bailer, 1,003 to 1,004 per square feet, 1.3 to 1.45 million. 4 bailer, 1.6 plus million. Now let's look at the average per square feet. From here, we can say that the average per square feet is about 1,450. So to know whether Canberra launching price is good or disgusting, let's calculate the gap together. If Canberra going to complete in 2029, it will be 11 years gap. And I'm using $50 per year, which means it's 550 per square feet more than Vision Air, 1,450 per square feet on average. And you will get 2,000 per square feet. And since Canberra is not near MRT, I'm going to minus 100, which is 1,009 per square feet. And convert back to a harmonized launching price for Canberra, you'll add another 5% to 1,009, which gives you 2,000 per square feet. So for this example, I can say that Canberra launching price is not disgusting. Now I'll be using the next example. Again, this is your Canberra. The next one, I'll be using Water Gardens at Canberra, which is around 280 meters to your MRT station. 1 year old, 448 units. Let's see, got profits or not. 23 profitable, very good. I like to see people baking their huat kueh with the right ingredient. Zero unprofitable.
See.
I tell you, why need to go to your what CCR core region to make money? 4 beta 3 years make 374,000.
Okay only la.
Because they bought 1.73 and they made 374,000. If this person bought in the resale market at the same price, they can make double 500,000, like what my family member did.
So what have you learned?
Resale market can make a lot of money one. 3 beta hold for 4 years 342,000. 2 beta hold for 4 years 148 to 152,000. They bought 1 million to make 150,000 in 4 years leh.
In the resale market ah,
you can easily get 3 bedrooms. Let me show you. Then you'll be
wow.
So take note, August 2021 you see around Sep 2021, you can easily get this 3 bailer size, about 1 each million, today's price at 1.34 to 1.4 million. See, easily double. Now let's look at recent transactions.
Wow,
look at the resale demand. 4 bailer, this per square feet 2.1 million. 3 bailer, 1,700 plus per square feet, 1.97 million. 3 bailer, 1,750, 1.67 million. Another 3 bailer, this per square feet 1.6 million. On average, I can say that their per square feet is about 1,750. Now let's do the gap together. When Canberra going to complete in 2029, Water Garden will be 5 years old gap. Likewise, I'm using $50 per square feet per year gap. So 5 years gap will be 250 plus the average price for 3 bailer at Water Garden 1,750. That gives you 2,000 per square feet. And because it's not near MRT, you minus 100, that gives you 1,009 per square feet. And you want to convert to harmonized price for Canberra, you add another 5% to your 1,009. That gives you the same 2,000 per square feet. And we can say that Canberra launching price is healthy lah. Now let's summarize. As I said, what's the purpose of buying private property? Is to upgrade for convenience lah, near your workplace lah. Kids can study in a good school lah. And the best of all, future your kids will buy near you.
But for this case,
it's already so far, not near MRT, and your kids still need to go to overseas school in New Zealand. And for that, I'm giving 5. Launch pricing, as you can see, I use both Vision Air and Water Garden. One is a 7-year-old XEC and the other one is 1-year-old condo. And it both works out to be about 2,000 per square feet based on harmonized price. And if they're going to stick to indicative price, I'll be giving 6. Exit strategy, I don't think you can make a lot of money because Water Garden's buying at the best time 4 years ago and they don't make that much. Definitely you can exit to people who
allergic to MRT.
And for that, I'm giving 6. Overall service score, 5.7 stars. Now it's the fun part. What's the estimated sold on launch day? I'm going to guess 65% and my wife 50%. This is my company's number, 86060670. Very easy to exit lah. You can find people who like overseas property. Everyone, be patient. My top project almost launching soon. So if you don't miss, do subscribe and I'll see you in my next video.